Hey guys, and welcome back to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, PAs on a mission to help you get accepted to PA school. So if you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We're thrilled you are here and to be a part of your journey to getting into PA school. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something super exciting that we know you will love. If you're feeling totally overwhelmed by the whole PA school application process, then you definitely want to look into doing a VIP day, which is a game changer and so incredibly valuable in putting together your strongest CASPA app, landing interviews, and getting accepted to PA school. During our VIP days, we meet one-on-one on Zoom and write your entire personal statement, all of your CASPA experience paragraphs, match you to the best PA schools for you and your stats, mock interview, everything you need to have your most competitive PA school application. And the best part, you don't have to have a single thing written. That's right. We meet you on Zoom and you talk and we write. At the end, you have an outstanding and completed personal statement, CASPA paragraphs, and list of PA schools that you fit best with. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other not so awesome stats, but you must apply the right way into the right schools with your strongest application. And VIP days, you don't have to sweat it. We'll tackle them together. And our VIP days also include not only personal statement writing session, CASPA paragraphs writing session, but also a mock interview to help you crush your PA school interviews. You'll also get access to our exclusive application to acceptance course, PA school directory, and weekly PA shadowing hours you can add to your CASPA application. With years of experience working at PA schools and in PA school admissions, we know what it takes to create an outstanding application that demands attention. We pull out all the stops to ensure your application is not just good, but outstanding. There's only a limited number of spots available for our VIP days because we believe in providing a truly personalized experience, so don't wait around. Seize this incredible opportunity and jump into a VIP day with us. We will drop the link in the episode notes. Now on to today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off. So today I want to talk about common CASPA errors that we don't want you to do. So we know you're knee deep in your CASPA application and we totally get it. It's a beast of an application and you have so much to think about and include in your application to stand out. But today we want to talk about some of the common errors that we see during our CASPA application editing that you want to avoid doing so that your app doesn't come across as unprofessional or even lazy. So Beth and I have a huge network and trust me when we say faculty members have some serious pet peeves when it comes to these errors. So let's dive into some of the most common and easy to avoid mistakes pre-PAs make on their CASPA application. First up, incomplete details. So what's the issue with this? So leaving out critical information like your supervisor's name, their credentials, their title, their contact information, the address for each of your experience entries is the incorrect way for you to list out your experiences. It's a problem because incomplete details make it look like you're cutting corners or worse, that your experiences aren't legitimate. So some admissions committees will want to verify your experiences and missing information raises red flags. So to avoid this, you want to double check everything before you hit submit. Remember, once you hit submit, you can't edit a single thing in your entire application for an entire cycle. So before you hit submit, go through each and every entry and make sure you've included your supervisor's full name, including their credentials, which go after their last name, their title, which goes underneath their name, and their contact information. Make sure all of your entries also have addresses to the facilities where you either volunteered or did patient care. So every single entry needs to have supervisor information and contact and the address where your experience took place. If you're unsure about any details, don't hesitate to reach out to your supervisor or the organization where you gained your experience. It's better to confirm these details than to leave them incomplete. Also, use a checklist. So create a checklist for each experience entry to ensure you've included all the necessary information. So instead of just putting Jane Smith as your supervisor with her phone number, you want to put Jane Smith, MD, and then underneath her name, you'll put her title, which is physician or medical director. And then underneath that, you'll put the contact information, either the email or phone number or both. Next error that we see quite often is bullet pointing in your experience paragraphs. Using bullet points in your CASPA experience descriptions seems a little bit unprofessional, right? So this is a professional graduate school level application and should be written as such, incomplete sentences and paragraph format. Bullet points can make your application look a little bit unpolished and less serious. So bullet points are totally fine for your resume, but not for your CASPA application. Admissions committees expect a higher level of professionalism and attention to detail. One of the pillars of the PA profession is professionalism. And so you want to demonstrate that in your application. If you think about it, your CASPA application should be the very, very best version of you. And so if it's unprofessional in any way, it kind of seems like that's the best that you've got, even if it's completely unintentional. So to avoid this, you want to write complete sentences in paragraph format. In your experiences, you will put your strongest skills and duties, paragraph format, complete sentences, which shows that you can communicate effectively and professionally. Make sure each sentence is complete and that it's grammatically correct. So again, this not only looks better and more professional, but also provides a clear picture of your experiences and responsibilities. Don't forget to list in your paragraphs what your duties were, what did you learn, and specifics so that a stranger can understand what your role was. So instead of saying assisted with patient intake and then bulleting each of your duties, you're going to say something like, during my time as a medical assistant at XYZ clinic, I assisted with triaging patients, obtaining vital signs, assisting with procedures, and whatever else that you did. So again, complete sentences, paragraph format, no bulleting, and make sure your strongest stuff is included. The last error that we want to talk about that we see all the time is misspells and incorrect grammar or punctuation. So spelling mistakes, grammatical errors, and incorrect punctuation in your application looks unprofessional. It can come across as somewhat lazy because it looks like you didn't edit your application. So again, this is a graduate level professional application. Errors look careless, and admissions committees expect your applications to be polished and error-free. So proofread. Don't just rely on spell check. Read through your application multiple times, and then also don't hesitate to get it edited by a PA professional who has experience in academia and who knows what to look for. You can use tools like Grammarly to help you catch mistakes that you might miss, which is a free platform. You can use spell check, but overall, after using these platforms, you definitely want to proofread it again with fresh eyes to make sure that you catch any mistakes that other platforms may have missed. We want your CASPA application to be outstanding. We want it to catch the attention of the PA programs that you apply to. Remember, you have to have an excellent CASPA application in order to stand out and to land interviews, and you have to get an interview invite to get accepted to PA school. It starts with your CASPA application, making sure that it is excellent, that you have taken the time, the energy, the effort, the attention to detail to avoid these errors, as they all will make a huge difference in the quality of your application. Make sure you include all of the necessary details for every entry, write in complete sentences and paragraph format, proofread your work, and get your application edited so that it is professional, it's polished, it stands out. Remember, each part of your application is a chance to shine. It's a chance to showcase your dedication and your professionalism. Do not let these simple mistakes hold you back from achieving your dream of becoming a PA. You've got this. Keep up the amazing work. Keep focused on your goal of getting accepted to PA school. And don't forget to jump over to the show notes if you want to have your CASPA application edited to make sure that it's outstanding, that it's free from all of these and many more errors that we catch on application editing, to make sure that it stands out and catches the attention of the PA schools you apply to. Our CASPA application editing includes an edit of your entire application, including your CASPA experience paragraphs, your personal statement, the COVID essay, and the new life experience essay. So jump over to the episode notes, check that out, keep up the amazing work. We are so proud of all that you're accomplishing. We know what a huge endeavor it is to even begin the process of applying to PA school. So keep up the amazing work, and we are cheering for you all the way. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you at the next episode.